we're going to be cash flow positive. And while there's a lot of great developers out there, a 2-3 year timeline is not a long period of time when you look at companies like this. We're not talking years though, we're talking months. We are months away from being cash flowing through that low-hanging fruit of tailings piled on surface. That does not include this offtake agreement that we just signed with Ocean Partners with an additional $9 million. Our CapEx for the 500 tons per day is about $5.9 million, so that takes us over the line. Right now, we're fine on cash as we're moving into a very exciting market, not having to worry about raising. That being said, if there is an opportunity to raise a small amount of money to get a drill program done in the meantime, as we're moving to processing, is we said that production first, discovery second. But in order to keep our claims in good standing, there's always a little bit of exploration work that can be done. Now, this is about taking advantage of the situation that we're in and getting into production. We are laser focused on building. And right now, all of our money, all of our focus is being done on that.
Gordon Robb, ES Gold, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Doing well, Andy. It's good to see you.
It's really good to see you. I'm going to talk to all my viewers and listeners here. Full disclosure, as of this moment, I am not an investor in ES Gold. That more than likely, highly likely, will change, but not a guarantee after the dropping of this interview. I just want that as full disclosure, as well as this is not by any means investment advice. Do your own due diligence. So, Gordon, great run you've had here, really in the last 9 months, I would say, 9 to 10 months, but then specifically in the last 4 to 6 weeks. Tell me what's going on. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've come into about the first 100 days of being CEO of this company, and I was told recently by an investor of ours that you're judged in your first 100 days. In that 100 days, we've accomplished a lot. The last 6 weeks, you've seen like the stock's appreciated well, but we're fully funded. We've finished our equity financing that put us over the line to build this to completion, to get that first phase one done. And then we coupled that with a commitment from Ocean Partners on an offtake agreement for an additional $9 million in two tranches, which gives us more than enough to push forward to get this from 500 tons a day after phase one up to 1,000 tons per day over the next 2 years. So we're in very good shape. Is the mandates that I was given when I was brought on as CEO, we've accomplished. And now we're in the grinding mode of building a mill and coming into production in the next few months.
Okay, so let's work that out. You're right. Two things. My last conversation with you, you said you blew away, or you, how do I say this? The Lassonde curve went out the window with you guys. That being said, I'm going to use the Lassonde curve. You're right there, going into production soon with the Lassonde curve. My question is walk me through that. Why should people be excited? What are you producing, and why should people be excited about that?
Well, I mean, anybody looking at this space right now should be excited. We're sitting
good answer.
$200 gold. It doesn't seem to be slowing down. Silver is continuing to increase. We're at all-time highs there. We're moving into production. We're going to be cash flow positive. And while there's a lot of great developers out there, a 2-3 year timeline is not a long period of time when you look at companies like this. We're not talking years, though. We're talking months. We are months away from being cash flowing through that low-hanging fruit of tailings piled on surface. This is not a mining company to start. This is a reprocessing company. With the revenues from that, very near-term revenues, we're able to go and explore and do this as a reverse engineered model. Is production first, discovery second. We're operating in past producing mine that was very underexplored. It was a VMS deposit mined down to 200 meters at depth. So there's a lot of potential at depth and along strike. By self-funding ourselves through tailings reprocessing, we're able to reinvest in ourselves and grow the company through drilling and expansion from there. It's best of both worlds for investors, is you get that blue sky exploration potential, but backstopped by production revenue.
Yeah. Let's take a couple steps back here. And I'm going to talk to all my viewers and listeners. I look at this as like a venture capitalist shit, and I love the model. And I'm involved in a few different deals like this, is where you're going because of your 4,000 plus gold, and then actually in Canadian, that's you're pushing 6,000. Correct me if I'm wrong.
We're at 5,800 right now, yeah.
Yeah, which is insane. Crazy. I mean, insanely good. And 50 plus US dollars silver. But you are, if you're going into production at these levels, you're pretty much printing cash. So I love the cash flow, bringing in cash flow to fund, if you would. You can internally finance pretty much a lot of your operation. But tell me, take a couple steps back here, Gordon. Tell me about the project. What do you have in the ground now? What are the assets, and what do you potentially have that you can comment on?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Is we do have a PEA out. It was released. And to speak on the economic point of where gold and silver are today, is this PEA was done with $2,900 gold. So we know that it's economic at $1,400 gold. The $2,900 gold put us over the edge. So where we are today is mind blowing. But what we have in the tailings of this past producing mine that operated from 1914 onwards is about 1 million metric tons with about 12,000 ounces of gold and 1 million ounces of silver. That's in these four tailings piles around this town that desperately needs to be cleaned up. In addition to that, we also have a hard rock resource on surface of the existing crown pillar of 400,000 metric tons, approximately 50,000 ounces of gold and 500,000 ounces of silver. That will be tackled immediately after we finish that tailings reprocessing. We're not talking about massive deposits, massive discovery here, but what it is it's enough cash flow. We're talking $300-500 million in revenue over the first few years that can be reinvested to further expand and explore down at depth to be able to put a deposit together and increase this mine life from what we see as 5 years right now to 10, 15, or 20.
Got it. Okay. Can you talk to me again? Can you comment specifically? And you might not be able to do this, just say, I can't say this, but what do you think you have here? Because I have my own metrics, but yeah, I want to know what you think you have.
Okay. So it's hard to speak to this.
You can't, if you can't, you can't, but go ahead.
I let's, we'll do a 30,000 foot view of what I think is there.
Yeah.
Is this was a predominantly lead zinc mine in the early 1900s. It was mined down to about 200 meters at depth, and about 3 million tons of material were taken out of it. We have found structure from our A&T survey down to 1,200 meters at depth. We've also found outcropping along strike north and to the south. This clustered VMS system that we see, what we do know is that in the mining operations that have taken place since the early 1900s, with the technology that they've had, they've only scratched the surface of this deposit. Currently, with the VMS or with the A&T survey we did and the historical drilling, we're currently working on a 3D model we should have soon, which will give us a good idea of drill targets moving forward. And we're very much looking forward to exploring this with, I would say, the funding and the enthusiasm it deserves.
Well said. Okay. So to take me through really the permitting in here. I'm assuming you have all the drill permits, and do you have a permit to mine currently? And do you have a permit to mine all of this additionally? And what is that process?
Our permitting is completed, right? We still need to do an exploration permit, which is just a few months away, and we're going to get started on that right away. We'd like to do some surface work and some small drilling here at the beginning of the year as we're still moving into production. Right now, we're in the process of finishing our build, ordering equipment, having those final talks with the government of just making sure that our permits have our sign-offs, have their sign-offs, that everybody's on the same page, that we can move forward with this. We had a great meeting yesterday with the township in Montauban. They're very enthusiastic about this moving forward. Everything is in place, and we just get to have those fun conversations now of we're funded, we're ready to go, let's do it.
Got it. Okay, so you have a permit to mine, is that correct?
We have the permit to reprocess the tailings in specific tailings piles, yes.
Okay, got it.
Now, those permits will be amended as we move from tailings pile to tailings pile and into the hard rock resource.
Got it. Now, how to mine, to make it a permit to mine everything, what does that process look like, and what's an ETA? And that, and again, I'm doing this for my viewers and listeners, because obviously you got to know what you have before you get a permit to mine. But Just talk to me about
it's a good question. And that's it, right? Is you need to know what you have. We do know what we have on that crown pillar, that hard rock resource that will be mined. Now, this will be an ongoing process as we continue to generate revenue, as we continue to employ people in the area. Once the mill is up and running, is amending permits to further expand into that area is a lot easier than starting from scratch and getting a new permit. Is we are permitted right now to process up to 1,000 tons per day on the tailings facility and a hard rock resource. Now, the specific location of everything you touch, all you need to do is continue to let the overseeing body know what you are doing. So those conversations are happening now. We have great relations. We have a great team dealing with it. And when you're dealing in Quebec, is they're very pro mining. It's a phenomenal jurisdiction to work in. But you need transparency. And we pride ourselves on transparency with government affairs and again with the public markets.
Yeah. So to all my viewers and listeners here, and this is something that I've been learning, but I knew, but I have been learning because I don't know the exact details, is you have a permit. There's different kinds of permits, and permitting is very much, I don't want to say easier, but it's not as time restrictive, or it's not as laborious, if you would, amending a permit. So it's just not like, hey, we want to mine right here, give us a permit to mine, and 5 to 10 years later, you got a permit. This is much different than that, correct, Gordon?
Well, and that's it, right? And you're right. There's different types of permits, and different permits vary in different jurisdictions. What we're doing to start is cleaning up an environmental liability that needs to be cleaned up. It is a problem in the community, a problem in the municipality, a problem for the province. Mm-hmm. So by obtaining that permit, is there's a lot of incentive to get this done. And when I say amending permit, it's the specific area. Is the everybody wants to know exactly what you're doing, that it's being done safe. And again, we pride ourselves on doing that. We want to make sure that this is an environmentally friendly process, that we are operating in a town very close, using that infrastructure, that everything is done, all of our T's are crossed, all of our I's are dotted. We have tremendous incentive to make sure that this is done properly, and working with all stakeholders involved to make sure that it is.
Got it. Okay, so talk to me a little bit about the infrastructure there, and then let's go into share structure and money in the bank. But yeah, talk to me about infrastructure.
Yeah, like the infrastructure is phenomenal. It's I worked in BC for years, and infrastructure in BC was always a conversation because you're dealing in very mountainous areas and heavy snowfall. We're an hour drive from Quebec City. Along a flat road, you drive through the town of Montauban, which was built around this mine in the early 1900s. From the town up to our building and where our mill will be is about 7 minutes. We're currently regrading our driveway, which is about all the infrastructure work we need to do right now. But again, it's important to remember that this project, this company, they've been working on this for 15 years. They spent about $15 million into this. They've run power, they've redone the roads. Like, a lot of work has been done to make sure that the infrastructure has gotten up to the standard that it is today. So we're in a very good position on the infrastructure front. Again, coming from where I did and the conversations and the cost and what goes into infrastructure, operating here, it's a dream, the infrastructure that we currently have.
Yeah. Talk to me about cash in the bank, share structure, and if you're looking to raise more money, or do you think you can internally finance a lot of this, or use debt to finance it?
Well, like right now, we have about $10 million cash in the bank. That does not include this offtake agreement that we just signed with the Ocean Partners with an additional $9 million. Our CapEx for the 500 tons per day is about $5.9 million, so that takes us over the line. Right now, we're fine on cash, as we're moving into a very exciting market, not having to worry about raising. That being said, if there is an opportunity to raise a small amount of money to get a drill program done in the meantime, as we're moving to processing, is we said that production first, discovery second. But in order to keep our claims in good standing, there's always a little bit of exploration work that can be done. Now, this is about taking advantage of the situation that we're in and getting into production. We are laser focused on building. And right now, all of our money, all of our focus is being done on that.
Got it. So talk to me about share structure. What are you currently being first? What are you currently traded at, or roughly amount? What how many shares do you have outstanding, fully diluted? How many options, or where are the options and warrants written at? Tell me all about that.
Yeah, we have just shy of 100 million shares issued and outstanding, right? We're about 92 million right now.
Congratulations. I'm
Correct.
interrupting
We're
you. That's very tight. Congrats to
well,
all my
we
viewers and
are a
listeners.
tight structure. That's with our last equity financing. We're about 92 million shares outstanding. Right now, we're seeing some warrants, some options being issued right now. So having the exact number is changing day over day as things are happening. We're about 130 million fully diluted. Warrants vary from 45 cents up to $1.10 is, and we're trading around between 99 cents and $1.05 right now. Is we're hovering right around that $100 million market cap, which is a fantastic position to be in, considering that this company 8 months ago was unknown and about sitting around a $15 million market cap. So we've seen a tremendous uptick. The market's starting to pick up of the value, like what near-term production, near-term revenue should be valued at. And I believe we have a long way to go considering how close we are and the Halings revenue we're going to see very, very shortly here.
Excellent. Okay. Any news that you can share with potential investors or investors that they need to be aware of from now until the end of the year? And then take me through the first two quarters of next year, the plan.
Well, that's up until next year, right? Is we're hoping to have our 3D model out. We're doing work on that in the background, so that should give us a good idea of drill targets moving forward. Has our exploration team and our geology team very excited about what's coming there. So that's something to watch out for. But as well as construction updates, is building a mill, getting into it is hard, dirty work of building, right? But we're very transparent with our process, and construction updates are going to be coming as we continue to build this and fill this near completed building. The first two quarters are just that: build, 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 get ready for production. Moving into the winter months, there's a good potential, depending on this 3D model, if we see some exciting drill targets, some exploration work that needs to be done, it'd be great to get on that right away, just to excite the market a little bit more, and have further ideas of how we want to explore this and tackle this deposit while we have the revenue from tailings coming in, is get a bit of a jump start on that exploration that we plan on doing on this unbelievable opportunity. And Q2, in a perfect world, we're pouring our first doré bar. So the next
That's
six to
amazing.
9 months, 6 to 9 months, there's a lot to do. Like I said, I've been here for about 100 days. I think I've slept about 6 hours cumulative in that 100 days. But look at what we've accomplished, right? We're fully funded. This company had a couple $1 million in the bank, was hoping for the best. We've reevaluated our goals. We put the right people in place. We have 10 million hard cash in the bank with another additional $9 million in debt financing from Ocean Partners, who's tremendously incentivized to get this into production as they make their money on the doré offtake. They want that material. So the people are there, like the permits are there, the money's there. It's building right now. It's a lot of French dudes hammering nails getting this building done right now. And where I was up there last week, and it's moving along very well. I'm very excited, as I'm sure you can tell, but it's a lot of hard work's gone into this, and it's nice to be in the position we're in right now.
Yeah. Rob, give me the platform, the trading exchanges that you're trading on, your website, as well as your ticker symbols. And then I'm going to finish with some thoughts from myself. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's esgold.com. You can find us online. We trade on the CSE and the OTCQB, ESAU on the CSE, ESAUF on the OTCQB. And at the same time, please don't ever hesitate to reach out to me. My contact number is on the website. I'm happy to have a conversation with anybody, investors, inquiries, questions. This is what I do, and we're very proud of what we've accomplished.
Yeah. Okay. So my comments on this, full disclosure again, this is not investment advice. I am not yet a shareholder. That's going to highly likely change over the next few days. And I am not going to buy until, and I'm not saying I'm going to buy, but until this video drops. I also, when I do buy a company, I typically, as it would be for ES Gold, if I do buy, it will be in the open market. So to all my viewers and listeners, I'm doing it exactly the way you more than likely are doing it. And I just want to make sure, full disclosure, and also fairness, just so everybody knows. Also, full disclosure, I've for probably the past 9 to 12 years, I've seen, not 9 to 12 years, 9 to 12 months, I've seen Gordon's, viewed Gordon. I've hung out with him. We're very friendly, shared drinks, and talked about gold and mining. And very impressed. I love your background, Gordon, in the capital markets and raising cash. That's what a junior miner needs. After the asset, that's exactly what they need. So it's been great to see you exercise your, or take advantage of your own expertise in this. And also, just very proud of you. You're young, but I love that. You're full of aggression. And I think that this is what the industry needs, is more aggression, especially at between 4,000 gold prices, US dollars, or 6,000 gold prices, US dollars. So we need more aggression. So want to thank you for all that.
Oh, thanks, Andy. It's sometimes I'm told I need to calm down a little bit, but there's too much opportunity out there to do that. So I'm gonna
don't
keep
calm
pushing.
down. Love the
No.
aggression. All right, love to see you in Atlanta soon. Hopefully we can make that happen, and love to have you on again really soon to get an update.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Take care.